Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by EverBank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Welcome in. A happy final in the opener of the preseason. Jaguars over the Patriots 31-24. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. The Jags win today.
Win today, JP. It's all you can do. You can't win tomorrow. You can only win today.
And they did just that today. We'll have the first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff Lagerman is down in the Jaguars locker room. We'll go to him shortly. He'll also go into the victorious locker room at Gillette Stadium coming up. The starters tonight, Doug Marrone said that they were going to go in the game. They were going to play a good bit. Bortles got a couple of drives. Looked okay, right?
It wasn't asked to do much. I mean, I don't know how you evaluate much out of Blake. He didn't make any bad decisions. I put the ball, a good ball on Rashad Green on third down that he should have caught. And the one that was incomplete, I think out of the back of the end zone, he had, you know, had a pocket. He hung in there. Okay for Blake tonight.
Leonard Fournette had some good yardage tonight. The fourth down conversion, the touchdown from a yard away.
Yeah.
The real story of this game, though, was the big plays, obviously. The long touchdown to Keelan Cole, 97 yards. Grant with a 79-yard touchdown run. And then the Westbrook touchdown reception of 42 yards. Young guys all getting the job done. Grant, a couple of years in the league now, but young Jaguars making big plays and fast, speedy players.
All those guys right now, you look at those plays and you think, boy, how difficult would it be to cut any of these guys? Not that D.D. Westbrook is in any danger of that being a fourth-round pick this year. Corey Grant's impressed all throughout, as has Keelan Cole in training camp. But, J.P., really the meat of the story of the game, in addition to those big plays, is the play calling. 37 runs, 18 passes for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they outgained New England. Now, granted, it's a preseason game, and the quality of the defenders out there isn't always the highest. But it was the approach that they took, which is exactly what we expected, run heavy. You're not going to see a 2-to-1 ratio very often in the regular season, but they were able to do that tonight, stay with it. It helps when you pop a long one. But even early on, we talked about this at halftime, wanting to set the tone with Leonard Fournette on those four consecutive carries, and he and the offensive line delivered on that, picked up 8 yards on 4th and 1.
Yeah, the 4th and 1, we're not going to settle for a field goal. We're going to go for the 4th down conversion, and they got it. Let's go back to Foxborough Gillette Stadium. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, congratulations. First win in the preseason. I know when you're trying to build a program, winning matters, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, we talk about it all the time. We got a chance to go out there with, you know, 80 players probably, you know, and the first time that we're together as a team and, you know, do the things, you know, that we had to do, obviously, to win the game. But it's been a great, 2 days of practices. You know, I think we got better as a football team. And then, obviously, when we were able to get in the game, there was some, you know, there was some big plays, good execution. But there's still a long way to go. Alignment stuff, we have to get lined up quicker. Our depth, missed tackles. I thought that was a concern. We talked about it, and you can see that on the field. And then, obviously, you know, offensively, you know, we missed some things that were out there. And, we made some big plays running the football. So, overall, it's just a start. And, you know, we understand as a team that, you know, we still got a long way to go, and we're just going to keep working. It's good to win. I think that's important. And, tomorrow they can enjoy it. You know, it's a mandatory day off by the collective bargaining agreement. So, you know, they'll do that. And then, I just told them, hey, when we come back, we got to be ready to start work again.
Pretty strongly stated by you that building a physicality amongst your team and running the football tonight, Corey Grant obviously goes over 100 yards, Fournette looked powerful running the ball. They got to feel pleased with that.
I do. I mean, that was one of the things that we came in here, you know, when we came in, and I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about when we came into the program, you know, myself, Coach Coughlin, you know, Dave, and we talked about, you know, the type of team, you know, that we want to be in, and we want to be a physical team up front. So, like I said, we've practiced a lot, you know, 9-on-7, things of that nature to get that physicality during practice. I think, you know, tonight you can see, you know, some signs of it, but obviously it's not where we want it to be yet.
Having the explosive plays on top of the running game, the one long one to D.D. Westbrook, Keelan Cole had a long one, if you're going to be a physical football team. Those kind of things open up the way for those type of plays, doesn't it?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the play action game, you can get people up there. You know, with Cole, you know, he just ran right by him in a single high, and you know, he was, you know, running by a lot of people down there. And then, you know, Didi, it was a cover two, and the safety didn't come off the hash. He just ran right by that corner. That corner should get help from that safety, but shoot, Didi outran the deep safety in cover two. So, you know, he has that speed, and you know, when you have speed, it's, you know, you can take advantage of it. You can get the ball down the field and create big plays. And you know, like you said, if you run the ball and the safeties are up there, the backers, and it's play action, and you know, you there's a lot of open areas on the field. I think that when the offense was up there first in the first drive, you know, we had a post to Marquise, and you know, we just didn't see it, you know, and that's, you know, I really think that's one thing that you have to get, you know, 7 points out of that and not settle for the three.
One big positive: zero turnovers as an offense and a takeaway on defense.
You know, the things that we talk about, you know, I mean, it was physicality, you know, not turning the ball over, creating turnovers on defense, and, you know, and be a disciplined team. I know we had 5 penalties, but I thought, you know, it was a pretty clean game from both sides, especially when you're starting off in the preseason. You don't see that quite often. So, you know, we've got to continue that and get better. And those are the type of things you do that, you know, you're not going to lose games. And, you know, when you can do that, then you have a chance to win.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Doug Marrone, Jaguars head coach, in the locker room after the Jaguars win over the Patriots. We'll come back in a moment, and Jeff Loggeman will hop inside the locker room and visit with some of the Jags after the win in week one. Final score, 31-24, Jaguars over the Patriots. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, touch down with the team when you fly from Jacksonville International Airport. Non-stop flights to cities on the Jaguars away schedule are Houston, Nashville, Baltimore, New York, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Indianapolis. Watch the Jaguars take on San Diego, Seattle, and San Francisco with just one convenient connection. So huddle with the family, break, and book your flights today.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org. Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
First and foremost, you know, obviously it was a really good week for our football team, you know, having the opportunity to work against New England. So, again, I appreciate, you know, Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and their coaches, you know, for giving us that opportunity. I really thought that, you know, we were able to get better. I think that was the key in coming up here. And then I really thought the game, for the most part, you know, obviously we had some big plays. I think that you know, it was a clean game by both sides, you know, from a standpoint of penalties. And that's, you know, something that we harped on our players about, you know, not putting yourself in position where you can lose the game, you know. So, you know, we had no turnovers, which is something that has hurt our football team in the past. So that's been a big concentration for us. And we wound up, you know, creating one turnover. You know, that's something that we've, you know, put a lot of emphasis on.
But obviously we understand that, you know, it's the first preseason game. You know, we played a lot of players tonight, obviously. You know, we're working our way to become a better football team, a winning football team. But, you know, we have a long way to go. I thought early on, you know, we missed tackles on defense. Obviously, we got to do a better job of lining up. Offensively, we missed some plays. So at the end of the day, you just know that, hey, listen, it's just the beginning. It's always good to win no matter, you know, what you do. But, you know, we still have a long way to go, and we got to be ready to go back to work and keep building on these experiences from these two practices that we had in this first preseason game.
Doug, from your vantage point on the sidelines, I know it's hard to see that, but what was your just impression of what your offensive line, particularly the first five guys you set out there, how they did?
I think, you know, there was some not missed assignments, but – you know, obviously we're still looking for a little bit more push. I thought we did a decent job in the interior, meaning running the ball inside a little bit better than outside. I think that, you know, credit to Matt Patricia and that defense. They did a nice job. Obviously we would like to do that better. So, you know, that's something that's going to be a point of emphasis to work on because, you know, we showed, you know, some good inside runs where we had some big breaks, but outside – we can't afford to take those zero gains and, you know, a negative yard, and there were a couple of those. So, you know, that's some of the things that when I talk about we got a long way to go or things we need to work on, those are some of the things we need to work on.
Did you put Leonard back in the game because of the situation, or was that the plan?
No, the plan was to play, you know, all three of those backs, you know, for the first half because, you know, there's a lot of things I wanted to see out of three of them. And I thought just rotating them in there, I'd be able to get that done. So, you know, I think I was able to see a couple of things, you know, that I was looking for out of all three backs because, you know, I really, really don't have a good feel or didn't have a good feel for them in this type of situation, you know, where it's live.
Coach, it's the first game, but anything to say about the big games, you know, Corey and Chad Keelan?
Yeah, I mean, Corey has shown, you know, in the past, you know, last year, Corey, when playing Indianapolis in the last game, had a big run. So Corey, you know, Corey has that ability, and obviously you can see the speed that he has getting out there, and he's caught the ball well. You know, obviously the first kickoff return, you know, that he dropped, you know, obviously that's something that we got to continue to work on. But you know, Corey has been an explosive player and is really a good changeup to you know, the more power type backs, people will label them, that we have.
How did Miles Jack look tonight? And I noticed that all the defensive starters came on except for Miles. Was that
a
plan going in?
No, actually, Fowler played also.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a plan going in. You know, again, you know, keep playing him in that position, getting him more comfortable, you know, in 21-12. So we want to evaluate that. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that we've seen in camp. And we're just trying to get him as many repetitions so this way we can evaluate his performance, and only in really base personnel, not the nickel. He's done a very good job in the nickel.
Going forward on 4th and 1 in the first half with Leonard, is that something you just wanted to establish that his team's going to do?
That was the plan going in. You know, we talked about it when we were coming in there, and, you know, we talk about the scores and things of that nature. And, you know, so that was the plan going in, so we just wanted to stick with the plan.
Coach, I know you're playing a lot of players, but special teams, anything to say about the way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought there was some good things out there, except for the penalties. I think, you know, when we had five penalties, I believe two were on teams. You know, so that's something that we have to stop because it negated some runs. I thought that, you know, the punt return really early in the game was an outstanding punt return. It put us in great position. And when I say you have to work on some things, we came away with 3 points there, and we missed some opportunities, and we need to come away with seven. I think that's what you have to do, you know, start becoming the football team that we want to be. Anything else? I can answer them. I just watched it.
Yeah,
I think, you know, it was interesting to see him go in there. You know, I mean, I've never seen him live. I've never been on the sideline. We haven't been in drills where – you know, live tackling except for goal line. So this is the first time to see that. So I was happy to, you know, I thought, you know, One of them, I thought he was a little high when he was running, and I think he learned from that, you know, and it was low. And I think you can see he's a powerful kid, a powerful running back. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure about ball security, things like you don't see, you know, when you when you're at this level. So you want to go out there and you want to see, obviously it's a physical game, you just want to see how he reacts to it. And he had no issue with that at all. Okay. Thanks. Yep. No problem.
I'll be it for here, guys.
Mm-hmm. This Rap Group, just like Geico, is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a... and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new TruTear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Here's what our members say about the Vistar Credit Union experience.
I opened up an account here because it was easy.
And all the services they provide without any additional cost, it's amazing.
I do all my business here now. It's one-stop shopping for me. They never forget it's my money.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. Final score 31-24. Jaguars over the New England Patriots. Jafri Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game this week for Mike Dempsey. Brought to you by Xfinity. Yes, your home for the most live sports. Question number one, Michael. What'd you make of Blake Bortles' night?
I thought they didn't want him to have a bad night, if that makes sense, right? I don't know if they cared as much about Blake making big plays as they didn't want him to have any negative thoughts. They got him out there and got him out pretty quick after a couple series. You know, didn't really drive the ball downfield a whole lot. So he didn't make any big mistakes, anything glaring, although Doug Marrone seemed to indicate he may have missed Marquise Lee on a post route. Yeah. And you got to have those plays if they're there to be had. So
film on that one.
Absolutely, but definitely room for improvement. It's I think it's kind of a neutral night. No great positives, no great negatives.
Question number two. A lot of big plays for the Jags tonight. Can that stick for this offense?
Well, you're probably not going to have three 40-yard-plus plays, two nearly 80-yard plays or greater in every game this year. But as Doug Marrone talked about as well in the postgame a little bit, when you run a lot of play action, if you have success running the ball, the Jags ran for over 200 yards tonight, it's going to make those cornerbacks and those safeties start to creep up and run support a little bit and get caught peeking in the backfield. And when you've got guys with the speed that they now have dotting the roster, at least for tonight, it gives you at least the opportunity to make more of those as the year goes on.
Third and final question for you, Mike. What's your biggest question mark about the Jaguars now after preseason week one?
Well, I have a lot of question marks that wouldn't be answered tonight, but the thing that stood out, I think, as the biggest negative tonight was probably Jason Myers missing a couple of field goals.
Yeah.
Right? And now, granted, these were not chip shot field goals, 50 and 53 yards, but we know Myers doesn't have any question about his leg strength. He can routinely hit from 60 if the accuracy is there. He pushed one, and he hooked the other one, so a little bit of a cross up there. Jason Myers has not had the best training camp from what we've observed. I don't know what his numbers are, his stats are in training camp, but he's a guy who's had his problems with misses in the past, be they extra points 2 years ago, some field goals last year. Not an auspicious beginning for Jason Myers.
There you have it. The Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers from tonight's game. We'll come back with a final Everbank stats check. The final score, 31-24. Jaguars winning in preseason week one. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing with 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in on Ford Focus, Fusion, Edge, and Escape. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations. Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
Thirty-one-24, the final. Jaguars over the New England Patriots in preseason week one. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey will be back with us shortly. Let's get into the highlights from tonight's game. Oh, he's sitting here. He'll
I
be
just,
back
I
on the mic.
I just waved for the internet audience.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a little misleading on my part. My apologies. We haven't kicked you out the first week of preseason. Highlights from tonight's game. Field goals early. Myers hit a 27-yarder. Gostkowski, 43-yarder, was tied 3-3. Myers then missed a field goal. The Pats went three and out. Jaguars' next play on offense as the broadcast came back from commercial. Henny to Cole for 97.
Jags start from their own three-yard line. Henny drops the throw. Fires it deep along the left sideline. Once Keelan Cole. He's got it. To the 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. There are no flags. A 97-yard touchdown pass from Chad Henne to Keelan Cole.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. 97 yards, 10-3 Jaguars. Gostkowski missed a 56-yard field goal. Then the Jaguars got a four-play drive, 54 yards. They were helped out with a long pass interference call. Finally, Leonard Fournette who had converted on fourth down earlier. This time, 1 yard away, plunges in for his first score.
So the Jags face third and goal here. From the 1 yard line, already leading 10-3. Offset eye, Fournette the running back. Henny under center. He gives to Fournette. Over the right side, Leonard Fournette into the end zone, touchdown. Leonard Fournette, a 1 yard touchdown run. And Jacksonville leads 16-3. Here at Gillette Stadium.
Extra point made it 17-3. The Patriots went down and scored right before halftime. Garoppolo to Austin Carr, 3 yard score, 17-10 at the halftime break. The Patriots tied the game the opening drive of the second half. Garoppolo to KJ May, a 5 yard score.
Second and goal from the five now for the Patriots. Shotgun for Garoppolo. Foster, the running back, stands to his right. Play fake. They fired out to the right side, a little wide receiver screen, and that's going to be a touchdown. Diving into the end zone was KJ May.
Tie didn't last long, 17-all. The next play from scrimmage for the Jaguars, Corey Grant. Taillights for the touchdown.
Marquez Williams, the fullback out of Miami in the offset eye. Grant is the running back. The give is to Grant. Picks his way. Big hole to the 30. To the 35. Corey can really go to the 45. Patriot territory to the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Corey Grant. Man, is he explosive. Corey Grant just went 79 yards, and the Jaguars are back in front.
Is he fast?
He is fast, 79 yards worth of fast. The second one-play scoring drive for the Jaguars in the game, 24-17. Jags defense got a takeaway. DJ Foster fumbled it away. Tracy Howard forced the fumble. And Laurente McCray recovered for the Jags.
He checks it down to Foster. Foster got away from one who's going to first down. Now the ball's out. The ball popped out. Jacksonville looks like he might have it. The Jags look like they popped. He would have had the first down. The ball popped out. Let's see if the Jags got it. I think they did.
Yeah, Pete Morelli already signaled Jaguar football. Laurente McCray makes the recovery.
No giveaways for the Jags. One takeaway for the Jags defense. A couple of drives later, the Jaguars scored again. Another big play. This one, Brandon Allen to rookie Dede Westbrook, 42-yard score.
First down from the 42-yard line of New England, I formation this time. Williams, the rookie fullback, is in there. Play fake. Brandon Allen drops the throw. Fires it deep down left side. Got a man wide open. Dede Westbrook is wide open in the end zone. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Dede Westbrook got behind the defense, and Brandon Allen put it right on him. Touchdown, Jags.
31-17 at that point. Patriots' DJ Foster scored a 3 yard touchdown later. Final score of 31-24. The Jaguars over the defending Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. Though, of course, many of the starters did not even see the field tonight.
Not even reasonable facsimile thereof of the Patriots, but we'll take it, man. It's all you can only play against the guys you line up against on that particular night. And they made some big plays. They have something to build on. And I have a good feeling if, you know, Coughlin and Marone care if they got the W tonight. I guarantee you that.
Let's come back and break down the stats from tonight's game. The Everbank Stats Check is coming up. Final score of 31-24. Jags over the Patriots. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
At Everbank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/Jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's, and now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. So if you want great barbecue, you want Bono's, and remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new TruTear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Here's why our members say they choose ViStar Credit Union.
I choose ViStar because everyone's friendly, and I just love coming to ViStar to do my banking. I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love ViStar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At ViStar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by EverBank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
31-24, Jaguars over the Patriots. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey from the HananiaAutos.com studio at EverBank Field in Jacksonville after the Jags topped the Patriots 31-24 in preseason week one. PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. Let's get to the EverBank stats check, starting with the team statistics tonight, if you're into that in the preseason. A lot of guys coming and going off the field, but the Jaguars were very good in the run game today. They ran for 207 yards. That's always good, preseason or regular season, compared to the Patriots, 116 rushing yards. Total net yardage, 447 and 426. The Jaguars led the way there. The passing net, 310 to 240. Patriots led the way in that department. Penalties, the Jaguars didn't have many penalties against them tonight. Five for 84 yards, three for 54 yards against the Patriots in this game. I think last night, I think the Texans had 10 in the first half called against them and two or three others that were declined.
Sloppy and undisciplined, JP.
Which is a lot of times what happens, especially early in the preseason.
Doug Marrone talked about how surprised he was. He's like, look, at this stage, this is almost unheard of how few penalties you had.
And even Boselli talked about it with Cam Robinson, who had been jumping a false start almost every single day in practice. Clean game for Cam Robinson at the left tackle position tonight. So those are some of the key team statistics this evening. Third downs, 3 for 10 for the Jags, 7 of 16 for the Pats tonight. The one fourth down conversion for the Jaguars big on the 7-yard run by Leonard Fournette. And then in the goal-to-go situation, a good finish for Fournette as well.
Yeah, I'll give you some individual superlatives here. I'll start with the Patriots, save the best for last here. Jimmy Garoppolo, 22 of 28, as we mentioned earlier, for 235, a passer rating of 125.4 with a couple of touchdowns. Jacoby Brissett, 8 of 13 in mop-up duty there at the end. Couldn't bring the Patriots back. I guess not mop-up. They weren't ahead. LaShawn Daniels, Jr., who had him in the pre-game fantasy draft?
Nobody.
Nobody. 11 for 39 on the ground, led the way for New England. They weren't very effective at all running the ball tonight. Jacob Hollister, nobody selected him either.
Nobody.
Nine targets, seven grabs, 116 yards. Austin Carr and KJ May with touchdowns through the air for the New England Patriots. Here's where it gets fun. Chad Henne, 5 out of 6. Break up the Jaguars here. 139 with a touchdown. He averaged 23.2 yards per attempt. Only on 6 attempts, but a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. Brandon Allen not far behind, 5 out of 7 for 85, including that long touchdown to Dede Westbrook, quarterback rating of 151.8. And Blake Bortles, pretty pedestrian. They didn't ask him to do much. 3 out of 5 for only 16 yards and a quarterback rating of 65.
He had one drop. Rashad Green dropped the ball.
No, he did.
Four,
I mean,
out of five.
He had one drop. I mean, right. It could have looked a little bit better. Well, they would have extended that drive, and maybe he would have had a few more opportunities.
If he'd have seen Lee, he might have had more yardage.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Who knows?
You know, so who knows?
It's a mixed bag.
Look, like I said, kind of a neutral night for Blake. I don't think that too much, too high or too low on that. They didn't ask him to do a whole lot. Corey Grant, man, taillights is an appropriate nickname because that's what you get. You can't get an angle on him. It was funny. You go back and watch the run. When he cuts it outside, all the defenders realize immediately we're toast. We have no chance to get this guy. And he still had like 65 yards to go on that run. He had 120 on 8 carries. Tim Cook for the Jags carried it 10 times for 32 yards. Leonard Fournette with his first professional touchdown, albeit an exhibition one, 9 for 31 with a score there. And through the air, Keelan Cole continues his impressive work in the preseason. Two grabs for 108 yards. and had that 97-yard touchdown on three targets. D.D. Westbrook only thrown to once, but he hauled it in for a 42-yard reception, ending up in the end zone. Nobody caught more than two balls for the Jags tonight, so they spread it around a little bit. And defensively, Blair Brown with eight total tackles, three solos, but wasn't a great game for Blair Brown. He was the one responsible for the helmet-to-helmet hit, the 15-yard penalty that time. Got caught up in the wash as well on a play that probably should have been stopped around the goal line, and gave up the edge that resulted in a touchdown. So, you know, not the best, but hey, he's just getting his first action in the NFL as well.
Everbank Stats Check in the book.
There you go.
Preseason week number one.
It's a good one.
That means we're going to come back, Mike, and we'll have voting for the player of the game for the Jaguars Radio Network tonight. Plenty of choices.
Yes.
In preseason week one, as the Jaguars defeat the New England Patriots 31-24. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations. Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town, and they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, future of awesome. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Jaguars postgame continues after the Jaguars win in week one of the preseason. It's time now to vote for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. And here are the voting rules for 2017. Well, they're just the same as last year.
Yes, but refresh.
I get a vote. Mike, you get a vote.
Thank you.
And Fred Taylor gets a vote and a half. But since Fred is not with us tonight, he'll be with us next week. Tyler Devitt, our producer in the postgame, will get the vote and a half tiebreaker tonight if it comes to that.
Right. Which, in other words, we all pick a different person. Fred wins.
Carries the weight.
As
his name's
should.
On the wall.
I get that.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Why don't you go first tonight? Or do you? I don't care. I'll go if you.
You know what? I think I will.
All right, go right ahead.
I'm going to go with they wanted to pound the ball. They want to have a physical run game, and be able to get some things done on the ground, which they did. Fournette started the game. Yes, fine, good. Gary the ball, touchdown, good for him. But you also need some big plays in the run game too. So I'm going Corey Grant, who broke the 79-yard touchdown. He finished with eight carries, 120 yards, and the score tonight. Once he was loose, nobody was going to catch him. His game is developing over the last couple of years. He was always a straight-ahead type of guy. He's got a little something to the side now, but he's got so much speed. All he has to have is a little crease. He took advantage of that tonight. He's my vote for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game.
And a very good choice.
I had no problem
with Corey Grant being on the medal stand. Probably the silver, I'm thinking, is probably his color tonight.
Wow.
Very good game for Corey Grant, though. Look, if this were a regular season game, you might be talking about Leonard Fournette starting off that way and having 150 yards tonight or whatever.
I agree with that.
And it's nice for Leonard to get his first touchdown. However, big things to come for Leonard Fournette in the future. He'll have plenty of opportunities. I got to go with Keelan Cole here, who, much like Corey Grant, has really sparked the practice field with big plays and came out tonight, did it again, single high look, and as Doug Marone said, he just ran by his man, and they picked on Cyrus Jones something awful tonight,
sure did.
By the way. But Keelan Cole, 97-yard touchdown in his professional debut, and he ended up with two grabs for 108 yards. So he gets my vote for player of the game.
Mm.
So we turn to Tyler
Devon. Tyler, break it up.
It's a tough choice, but I'm also going to tail Mike Dempsey. Keelan Cole, you thought it might be tough for him to make the roster coming in because there's such a log jam there at wide receiver. But the 97-yard touchdown, he burned Cyrus, and I'm going to go with Keelan Cole.
Here's the thing. Tyler, of course, produces Jaguars Today.
There's no favoritism here, Mike Dempsey.
He knows how temperamental I am, and he knows how I can make his life a living hell.
I think we all know how temperamental you might be.
We do.
From time to time.
We do, but you don't fear me. No. I don't know if Tyler does, but he knows his life's a lot easier if he votes Keelan Cole.
The purse strings over here, apparently. There you have it. Keelan Cole is the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. What a night. 3 targets, 2 catches, 108 yards, a touchdown, including the 97-yard score for the undrafted rookie. A great start to his preseason. We'll come back with a Baptist Health Injury Report, a 31-24 final. The Jaguars win in New England. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Here's why our members say they choose ByStar Credit Union.
Here, there's a friendly face at the front desk. There's a friendly face at the back desk.
Every time I come here, it's just open arms and somebody's here to help.
That's a ByStar thing, for sure.
Look into ByStar. Look at becoming a member if you're not already a member. They never forget that it is your money.
To join, visit any branch or ByStarCU.org. At ByStar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse. You can score a medium Firehouse sub when you donate $5 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more on the Wednesday following the game, get a medium sub with a $5 donation to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing with 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in on Ford Focus, Fusion, Edge, and Escape. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did he tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did he tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
Jaguars postgame rolls along 31-24. Jaguars win it over the Patriots. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey from the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System. Let's try that again. Presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A couple of players that we saw come off tonight. Peyton Thompson had his arm hanging down at one point. P.J. Davis was reported on the sideline by Rick Ballew. Arm, shoulder, they were kind of looking towards the collarbone area. No real updates from the head coach. He's not really big into injury updates, if you could tell over the reporting the last couple of weeks. That's not really his MO until they have to when the regular season comes. So we might not hear exactly what's going on with those guys. We did know of a few notables that did not play tonight due to injury. Alan Hearns went down hard in a practice in Foxborough earlier this week. He did not play. Hit his head on the turf. And then, let's see, right tackle. Jeremy Parnell did not play tonight.
A.J. Boye
did not practice on Tuesday. The guys that are on PUP, Ramsey and Colvin, I don't think they're worried about the corners too much. I think it's more of a precaution. Let's not throw them out there too fast. I think they're very confident in those guys returning for especially the regular season.
Yeah, Tony Boselli talked about this on the radio the other day. He said he was speaking to some guys at one of the practices earlier in the week, and there was no worry whatsoever about Ramsey Colvin's eventual availability in the short term, hopefully. I think the goal is what everyone said, the third week of the preseason, third game of the preseason, have those guys out there, let them play, shut them down for week four, just have them get underway a little bit. JP, it can happen at any time. We said the number one thing coming out of this game is you prefer to play well and not get hurt, but I think – avoiding injury in week one of the preseason is the biggest thing. You look at the Miami Dolphins, young linebacker out of Ohio State, Raquan McMillan, who is already a starter on their depth chart, torn ACL tonight, and he's done for the year. Knock on wood, let's hope that the Jags don't have to deal with something like that, certainly in the preseason. Once the regular season comes around, there's going to be some attrition on the football team, but they made it out pretty healthy tonight.
Seems like it. We'll see over the next few days. The Jags have the day off tomorrow. They're practicing Saturday and Sunday, closed to the public. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in Monday and Tuesday for joint practices. We'll preview those matchups in next week's game against the Buccaneers when we return. Final score tonight in preseason week one, 31-24. The Jags over the New England Patriots. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
At Everbank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an Everbank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Everbank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, if you're on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, Michael, you're ready to take some phone calls and get some thoughts about the Jaguars in week one.
I'm absolutely ready to take them. We'll find out if people are ready to call in on a work night Thursday night. But it's pretty early, JP.
Oh, we can blow off work tomorrow. It's a win. Go out tonight.
Can I blow off work tomorrow?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking in general to the listening public.
Good idea. I think we'll have some calls tonight. I'm sure people saw some good things and some things that they like to see cleaned up as well.
I think that's fair to say.
All right.
And they'll have a chance to clean them up in practice Saturday and Sunday. And those are close to the
public.
How about
Doug Marrone, by the way?
Yeah.
CBA won't allow us to practice tomorrow. Victory Monday may be a thing of past regimes around here,
right?
Right? I mean, now you get later into the season if this team's 9-2 or something, you're talking about Victory Monday. That may be a different story, but from the sound of it, Doug Marrone saw plenty of stuff he wanted to get cleaned up, and that, as he has said many times, you're a head coach. You're generally never going to be satisfied unless you play that perfectly clean game. Even in practice, if your offense is a big day, it means your defense probably didn't have a big day. So he's the kind of guy who generally isn't completely 100% satisfied. He'll take the win, I'm sure.
Saturday and Sunday practices. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in for a joint practice Monday and Tuesday. Those are open to the public. Jaguars.com/training camp to register for free admission. Hard Knocks will be here. The HBO crew, or NFL Films crew, will be here producing that show. I missed the first episode of that, by the way. I need to go check that out.
I'll be honest with you. I've never been a huge Hard Knocks guy.
No. No. Well, I guess we live it every day.
Right. I totally get why people are fascinated by it. And it even shows you things that we don't get to see all the time. But we're rounded enough.
Jameis Winston will be here as well with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a football team that has a chance to do something in that NFC South.
Look, people are loving on the Bucs this year. They're probably the fashionable playoff pick for a team that didn't make it last year, and for a lot of good reasons. I mean, you take a pretty good foundation in Winston, Mike Evans, Cameron Brate in that passing game last year at tight end. You had O.J. Howard out of Alabama, who's been getting rave reviews. You add DeSean Jackson in free agency, who we know can take the top off the defense. You had Chris Godwin out of Penn State, a very good wide receiver in the third round. They've got a nice collection of skill talent. Now, Doug Martin's going to be finishing the rest of his suspension the first three games of the season, but Jaquizz Rodgers ran very well in his absence last year. So that offense is pretty loaded right now. They've got some nice young players on defense as well. And I think as long as Blake Bortles is a member of this franchise, JP, the fact that Jameis Winston came out a year later, he was a local guy, and he stayed in state, there's always going to be Jaguar fans are always going to compare Bortles' development versus Winston's development, so you get a chance to take a look at them on the same field next week.
Tickets available for the game Thursday night. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff, Thursday, August 17th. Jaguars.com/tickets or 633-2000, the number to dial to get tickets for Thursday night's game. And then the following Thursday, the Carolina Panthers come to town. So back-to-back home games, really the two most exciting of the preseason games are here at Everbank Field.
I wouldn't have minded having the Patriots come down, you know, as the defending Super Bowl champs. Week one, people are excited. They want to be out there. But now you're going to see the starters play more, certainly week two. And week three is the game that you want to have for your home fans. Fans typically don't appreciate paying full price for the preseason anyway. Let's be honest, this is a National Football League issue, not a Jacksonville issue. So to have that third one at home is a nice thing, I suppose. And don't forget, the concert series for the night before starts up on Wednesday at Daly's Place with Future playing. So, you know, that get used to that Saturday night during the season concert feel, and then you show up for a football game on Sunday.
You going to the Future concert?
I'm not going to the Future concert. I'll be working next Wednesday night, but I did go see Journey and Asia. That's the only one I've seen so far. I know you've probably been to
a bunch
of
them. Been to a handful, yeah. Daly's Place here by Everbank Field. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Daly'sPlace.com for tickets.
We'll get that. Excellent. 633-2000, just like Jaguar tickets.
That's right. How convenient. Yes. Your preseason tickets and your concert tickets. Hey, well done. And for those on the flagship station, stick around. 355-NFL-1, 1-800-355-NFL-1. We'll get to your calls coming up. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Jags Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith, Tyler Devitt, and Linda Fortunato are producers. Max Hockman, Ashland Sullivan for the Jaguars.com crew behind the glass. For Jeff Loggeman and Mike Dempsey, this is JP Shadrick saying goodnight. The final score, Jaguars 31, Patriots 24 on the Jaguars Radio Network.